Welcome, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and this is a bonus episode for you. Today, we're going to dive into a series on gratitude and how to create a grateful heart to have more gratitude in our lives. As we launch into November, I know a lot of us immediately start to focus on the upcoming holidays and Christmas and all the fun and the joy of that. I also know that we don't want to skip over, if we're in America, Thanksgiving. And I don't know about you, but I try to make a conscious decision to focus on things I'm grateful for all month long. And as I was working on my podcast content for this month, I thought I'd take us through some exercises to help us look at gratitude from three different perspectives in our lives. What we are grateful for from our past, good and bad, that has led us to where we are today, because all of our experiences, again, good or bad, make us who we are today. Then we're going to dive into looking at how to be grateful for today, in this moment, where we are right now, no matter what is happening around us. And then finally, we'll finish the series with having gratitude for the blessings that are coming our way, and how to trust God's abundance. But today, in this bonus episode, to kick us off, I thought we would dive a little deeper into the power of gratitude and why it is so important. And we'll start with why there is a difference between being grateful and gratitude. And for me, being grateful is a feeling. It's what we get when something good happens in our lives or someone does something for us, whereas gratitude is that constant state of being. So when we're grateful depends on outside circumstances, whereas gratitude comes from inside of us. That being said, when we learn to look for things to be grateful for, we will build the gratitude inside of us. We can control both. So I hope that makes sense. Let me know. Does that make sense to you? That being grateful depends on what's happening around us or who has done something for us. Whereas when we have an attitude of gratitude, it's deep inside of us and it doesn't matter what is happening around us or who's doing what to us. We don't depend on outside circumstances to have gratitude. So I did a little research and I went to the all-knowing and powerful Google on gratitude. And this is what I found. So one definition said it is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Didn't really give me a lot of info there. But then I found this one that I did really like. It says, what does gratitude really mean? This one said, gratitude is a warm feeling of thankfulness towards the world or towards specific individuals. The person who feels gratitude is thankful for what they have and does not constantly seek more. Oh, I love that one. And that's what we want to get to, is that feeling of gratitude, as like I said, that we're not seeking things to happen to us. We can just have that attitude of gratitude deep inside of us. So as I dove deeper into gratitude, and if you Google gratitude, by the way, there's over 200 million articles, information on gratitude. So apparently we're all searching for gratitude in our lives, which is a really great thing. So a couple of resources that stood out to me that I wanted to share with you today as we kick off our series on gratitude are some articles I found. The first one comes from health.harvard.edu, HealthBeat. And some research that they did, this is really cool. And you guys know I love like the research and all of that. So I'm just going to kind of read some of this to you. So it says, in positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Not surprising, right? Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. Research on gratitude. Two psychologists, Dr. Robert Amons of the University of California, Davis, and Dr. Michael E., and I'm probably not going to say his name right, McAuliffe of the University of Miami, have done much of the research on gratitude. In one study, they asked all participants to write a few sentences each week focusing on particular topics. One group wrote about things they were grateful for that had occurred during the week. A second group wrote about daily irritations or things that had displeased them. And the third wrote about events that had affected them with no emphasis on them being positive or negative. After 10 weeks, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. Not really surprising, right? Surprisingly, they also exercised more and had fewer visits to physicians than those who focused on sources of aggravation. So just by doing that simple exercise of looking for things to be grateful for, you can improve your health. Really good news for those of you that don't like to exercise. Hey, just start your gratitude journal. Okay, another article I found from Forbes.com, and they had an article on 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude that will motivate you to give thanks year round. I'm only going to share 2 of those 7. You can look up the article. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. So 2 of the 7 that really stood out to me is grateful people sleep better. You guys know I love my sleep, so I'm always looking for how to sleep better. Writing in a gratitude journal improves sleep, according to a 2011 study published in Applied Psychology, Health and Wellbeing. Spend just 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed, and you may sleep better and longer. There you go. Another of the 7 said gratitude improves self-esteem. So if you want to improve your confidence, here you go. So a 2004 study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology found that gratitude increased athlete self-esteem, which is an essential component to optimal performance. Other studies have shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. Oh, that's a big one, right? Rather than becoming resentful toward people who have more money or better jobs, which is a major factor in reduced self-esteem, grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. Oh, I love that. So basically, when we can feel grateful for about what we have, we can be more grateful and appreciate other people as well. So if you want more self-esteem, you want more confidence, just learn to have more gratitude. So I even found a few articles that said having an attitude of gratitude can even help you make more money. Who doesn't want that, right? And I totally believe that is true. It's actually even in the Bible. It's a biblical principle. When we appreciate and give thanks to God for what we have and what He has blessed us with, we will be given more. Okay, so at this point, you're probably saying, okay, Sherry, I get why I need to have more gratitude in my life, but how? And maybe you're even thinking about all the things that haven't been going right in your life. I mean, let's face it, it's 2020 right now. And we could all write a laundry list of all the things that haven't gone right, things we're missing, all the negative stuff in our lives right now, right? But it's a simple, and it truly is a simple, and I know it seems like it can't be that simple, but it is. You can flip the switch, and I'm going to share with you 1 way to really flip that switch. It was already mentioned in one of the articles I mentioned. But when we can really focus on what we're grateful for, it doesn't matter what's happening in our world. It doesn't matter what's happening to us. It doesn't matter what's happening around us. It's what we look for. And it's as simple as that. It's putting on different glasses, putting on and focusing in on what we want to look for. And one idea to help you really look for things to be grateful for is start, and which will lead you to becoming that person filled with gratitude. And we want to be overflowing with gratitude. And that simple idea is creating that gratitude journal. Again, it was already mentioned above in one of the studies. And maybe you've done this before. Maybe you've heard of it and you thought about doing it. And I'll admit, I have done gratitude journals in the past, but I do it for a little while. And then like life gets good. And I'm like, I'm grateful all the time. And I just stopped doing it. And I'm committing to doing this in the month of November. And then my hope is that I will continue doing this forever. Like, I don't want to stop in November. I've done that before where I just, in the month of November, I'll do that. Or I see people sometimes post in November, you know, every day, something they're grateful for on Facebook, which is awesome. But why not carry that through? Let's just start it in November and keep on doing it and just see what happens. Let's create our own Uncharted Entrepreneurs Gratitude Study. Who's with me? Who wants to do this with me? I think it'd be so fun to start today, whatever day I'm recording this on, and it's going to go live on November 3rd, Election Day. But wherever you listen to this, get started. Let me know. DM me, email me, and say, okay, Sherry, I'm doing the gratitude challenge with you. And let's kind of just watch and see. Let's pay attention to our lives and what happens when we flip the switch and we purposely look for things to be grateful for. So here's some key steps to create your gratitude journal. So each night, I prefer to do this before bed, and we just heard that if you do it before bed, you'll sleep better. But I do know some people like to do this first thing in the morning, and it's just how they start their day. I really don't think it matters. I just think you need to set a time that you are committing to doing it. So you decide, are you going to do this every night or are you going to do this every morning? It also depends on your life. If your mornings are crazy, don't do it in the morning. You won't commit to it. So again, just decide and commit to it. And I prefer to do this each night before bed because I do think it helps you sleep better. Jot down 1 to 5 things you are grateful for. So that's step one. Part of that in step two is it can be a person you're grateful for. It can be a thing. It can be an attribute of you or somebody you love or somebody you don't even love. Wow, that's a challenge, right? Write down something you're grateful for if somebody you don't even like. Ooh, that one's really good. Some days you're going to find that it's easy and it flows and you might have pages. Don't stop at 5. You may have pages of things you're grateful for that day. You know, it was just an amazing, awesome day. Other days you may have to really like dig deep to find something you're grateful for. We all have those days. Maybe it's that you had hot coffee that morning. I'm grateful for my hot cup of coffee right now that's sitting next to me as I record this podcast. Maybe it's that you have a roof over your head. Maybe it's the sunshine, you know, the sun was shining today. Maybe it's the rain that watered your lawn. You know, sometimes you will have to dig deep. But the key thing is dig as deep as you have to find something you're grateful for. And if you are listening to this and you live in the United States of America, we are so blessed. We are so spoiled in this country. We don't even know. So we all have things to be grateful for. And then the last step in that was actually step three, sorry. So step four is just commit to doing this for 30 days in a row and let's see what happens. So again, just to kind of review how to do your gratitude journal. So every night before you go to bed or first thing in the morning, you're going to write down 1 to 5 things you're grateful for. Can be a person, a thing, an attribute, whatever. There's no right or wrong answers here. It's just something to be grateful for. And write as many. If it flows, keep on going. And other days, you may just find one thing you want to write down. That's okay. Have grace with that. The key thing is commit to it for the 30 days. So I want to know who's going to take this challenge with me. Let me know. Please reach out to me. DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Send me an email and say, I'm with you, Sherry. I'm going to do the challenge. Maybe you have some tips to share on how you've done a gratitude journal in the past and results you've had. But even if nothing happens and nothing changes in our lives, I promise at the end of the 30 days, your inner gratitude is just going to start to build up and up. And I kind of imagine like this little, kind of a marshmallow morphing thing like inside of us. And the more gratitude we have, the bigger it gets. And you just want it to fill your whole being. And haven't you ever met somebody who is just filled with gratitude and joy? And it doesn't matter what's happening in their life, that they just exude gratitude. And that's who we want to be. And I really do believe it starts with creating this gratitude journal. So I can't wait to hear from you and see who's going to join me on this challenge. And then make sure you plug into the next episodes or episodes all month long when we really dive deeper into how being grateful in all stages of our life affects us and how we can learn to be more grateful for what's happened in our past, what we have today, and the blessings that are coming our way. So I hope this podcast blesses you today, and I hope you find so much to be grateful for today and every day. Thanks as always for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, if you haven't joined our Uncharted Entrepreneurs Facebook community, please pop over in there. We share a little bit more on what we talk about in the podcast. I go live once a week. Sometimes I try to. And it's just our community over there of other like-minded entrepreneurs. So thanks as always for listening. We'll catch you in a few days.